Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Courtney.
I feel like we're going to address something from last week. People were asking us, like, wait, why was Mary not on for Dallas? Like, what's going on? So we're going to give you, I just want to give a little behind the scenes secrets. We're busy.
I actually just went to a birthday party, but I really wanted to go to that birthday party.
Yeah, I understand. It makes sense. And, you know, our schedules just like weren't working out that we could record an entire podcast. So we did what we could with what little we had. So anyways, exactly. That's why we had a special guest of Tiffany last week. But don't worry, we're both here. Colleen was supposed to be here, but my schedule actually cleared, so I kicked her out. And so for the five people that listen and still like me, I'm here.
She's here, and I'm here, and we're back to normal, so don't worry.
Yeah, and exactly. But anyways, just wanted to address that at the top. So it'll be us for the whole thing today.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it definitely will.
So I was worried because this weekend I got a Facebook message on Sunday saying I'm alive. And it was from none other than who made a weird appearance this past weekend of Summer Mary.
Yeah.
Could you let everyone know what happened?
I mean, really what happened was I left my phone in the Uber. And I knew I had left it in the Uber because it had clearly taken me home. Mm-hmm. And basically Sunday morning, I'm like, where the heck is my phone? Like looking all over for it. Start using Find My iPhone. I'm like, uh-oh, it's in the Tenderloin. That's the worst area of the city. I was like, how did I get there? I was like, I took the Uber home. I know I had it in my hands. So I'm trying to track down my phone. Then, of course, it goes off. I'm like, great. Okay, contacting Uber. All day Sunday, shame spiral of anxiety. Monday rolls around, still don't have a phone. Finally go to Verizon store. It's been 48 hours. I'm like, I'm never getting that phone back. Tuesday evening, the Uber driver calls me. Hey, I have your phone. I'm like, it's been like 72 hours. Like, how was I supposed to live without a phone for 72 hours?
How did you do it for 48? I don't understand that.
I mean, Facebook message, thank you. I had so many people like contacting my sister. Is Mary all right?
Oh yeah. Like our
heard from her.
Our group text is, has anyone heard from Summer Mary? And I'm like, yeah, I got a Facebook message, guys. She's okay.
People, like, you can't be anonymous anymore.
You can't. And you know, but it's nice to know that people care.
It was nice. Someone asked if they needed to send out a search party, and I was like, no, I'm home. It's fine. I'm safe. Like,
but the best part is you live so far from everyone that they probably really would send a search party because no one wants to go out to where you live.
It's not that far.
It's pretty far.
No, it's not.
But anyway, so did you end up taking the new phone that you bought? Did you take it back?
Oh, so then that was a whole other thing, getting the phone from the Uber driver. She made it so difficult for me. Finally get it. And so now I have two phones.
Well, I'd also like you to tell people where you made her meet you.
Well, I tried to meet at a police station, but she kept on changing the location on me. So then I told her to meet me at a sheriff's station because I was trying to find something close to her. But then we ended up at a Chevron station. You guys, it was really scary. I shouldn't have gone alone. But
yeah, so you went from police station to sheriff's station to just Chevron station. One of these is not like the other.
Like, there was so many things happening through this text dialogue with her. Like, I was not. And then I was like, who am I meeting up with? And I Googled her, found her Facebook. And she literally, her first Facebook thing was like, I'm so excited. My brother's getting out of jail. I was like, oh my God. Who am I meeting?
Dear God.
Well, and then I was like, started getting dark. And I was like, maybe she's trying to I don't know what I was, just thinking really dark thoughts about what she was going to do in exchange for me to get my phone or something.
Well, you're going to have to join Nixium.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know. I was like, she's going to make me pay her. Like,
did she make you pay her
up for my phone? No, she, like, I was like, girl, I already paid $500 for a new phone.
Oh my God. Well, I think it's still very nice that she gave you your phone back. You should be thankful for that.
You know, I prayed about it, so.
Wow.
I think it worked.
Wow. And that's why your life is where it is, because you believe in God.
No, Mickey!
Okay, but I'm glad that you're okay. Like, that makes me very happy.
I mean, I was fine. Like, I mean.
It's just
I literally left my phone in an Uber. It became a much bigger ordeal than it had to be.
I'm worried for you that the next time you try to call an Uber, that they're banning you.
I'm boycotting Uber.
Oh, you are? Because of your own mistakes?
No.
Lest we not forget the beer bottle incident.
That's why I'm boycotting Uber. I think she finally called me because Uber was contacting her.
Okay. So we're just not going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Hold someone's phone captive for 72 hours and doesn't say, like, hey, I have it. I can get it to you at some point. Or, like, I mean, come on.
Maybe she just didn't realize.
Well, she told me her phone wasn't working.
Yeah.
There and then you she go. Also, the hard part about the meetup was that she said she had to rent a car because she rents a car and drives Uber. So then I had to Google that to see if that was even a thing.
Wow. It sounds like you've just really had a rough week so far.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, man. It is.
Okay. Well, anyways. Okay.
Moving
you were,
on.
You were in Park City.
Oh, I was in Park City. I was out there for work, and then I visited some fam. And Park City is just so lovely in the summer, fall time, as opposed to winter. And I had a great time. I have a new obsession.
Oh, what?
It's called pickleball. And basically, oh. It's... Fam, they belong to this club who just installed these pickleball courts. And so I went out there with my stepmom and we played for like an hour and a half. I was so sore the next day. It is so much fun. I'm looking now for an LA meetup so I can play pickleball with some people. I think there's like one court in Santa Monica. But it's so Wait, fun.
Is this like, I think my dad plays this with his friends.
Well, it could be for an older crowd, but as we know too, I am old.
I'm like bocce.
Yeah. I am old and not young like I pretend to be, so pickleball might be right up my alley.
I was written in a review, guys.
They said I'm 33 and I'm still 32, but whatever, it's fine. I'm not gonna, you know, hold it close to me.
We keep telling you, 5 stars only.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have anything nice to say, just like
come sit with us, but don't write about it.
Yeah, just like speak it into my ear, but don't like put it out there. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Okay, moving on. Let's talk
big, some yeah. hot news story this week. Hot, finally, hot. What we've been waiting for, people.
Listen. Nothing about Brett Kavanaugh, but all about Thomas Ravenel.
Ooh, he officially got arrested on Tuesday morning, and this was the nanny lawsuit.
Yes, and which is amazing. Although a juror did DM us on Instagram and let us know that she manages a restaurant and that Travis and Ashley were seen there. So he's out on bail already.
Oh, wait, and he also was driving around, like, someone else in the jury got cut off by him this morning at Starbucks.
No.
Yeah. In his, like, black, huge Mercedes wagon.
God, like, lay low, buddy. It's yeah. really humbling, rape allegations. It's just, like, really humbling. TM oh. Ashley.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, it's like,
when What do you think? Will he just, like, pay her off and then that will, like, go away?
I don't know, because I never thought that Bill Cosby would go to jail, and now he's getting 3 to 10 years. I hope there's some sort of consequence for him, because it's bullshit.
Right.
He's a horrible human being, and, like, I don't even feel bad saying that.
And then, like, okay, so after, basically, it sounds like one, I mean, who knows how many times, but this one night, he basically was wasted, like, being super aggressive with her, then pulls down his pants, like puts his dick up to her mouth.
Yeah, I didn't read details like that.
Oh. I read an article today. Yeah. And then like she called family and stuff, took some photos. I think he might have done something.
He's just disgusting.
I'll just be like really curious, because, you know, like clearly she came forward, but this happened years ago. And if she like went back to work after the incident.
Well, after the but I don't even want to like get into this, but if she went back to work, like I feel horrible for her because she felt like she needed to keep her job. That's horrible. Right. The whole thing is like really horrible. And I just hope he gets taken down.
Right.
The good old boys need to be in good old jail and rot in jail.
Right.
I hate him.
Okay. That's totally fair.
Speaking of, I want to move on now. Again, this is not, these are not bad people, but just on the same sort of subject of the good old boys. Let's talk play by play.
Jerry O'Connell's show premiered this week, and they had three other comics or hosts, which one was the MTV VJ.
Dave Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dave Holmes. I've actually always loved Dave Holmes because I just remember when they did So You Want to Be an MTV VJ.
But I didn't know he was gay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like don't get that vibe, but okay. So he's on there.
Well, then it must be not true.
I just didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known him for years. I just didn't know that.
He only came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy,
Michael Yo.
Yeah. He was like kind of like an E host a little bit, or.
Yeah. I think he like dabbled in that like ET entertainment, like those kind of shows. I feel like he dabbled in that. And then you had Brendan Schaub, who is a former MMA fighter, and now he has a podcast, and he's like kind of friends with like this whole comedian group of like Joe Rogan and Chris D'Elia, and
he's kind of cute though.
Yeah,
and
he's cute.
I actually felt like I felt kind of a connection with him.
Over what?
Anybody else. Jerry tries too hard.
Here's the thing. I love that Jerry loves Bravo. I think it's wonderful. I don't care that he's a man. Like, I don't need my Bravo mansplain to me. Like, I don't need that. But I love that as a celebrity, he likes Bravo. So my whole thing is like, you want to give Jerry a show and he gets to give his opinion. Like, that's great, because I want to know as a celebrity, like I want to know, like, stars, they're just like us. So it's like, give Jerry a show and let's put a panel of celebrities who just want to talk Bravo. Like, throw me some Chrissy Teigen, throw me some Michael Rapaport, throw me some like Jennifer Lawrence, like throw me these celebrities who like really actually have a passion for Bravo. And that's something I want to watch. And it's like kind of celebrities, but like the people couch version.
It also, okay, I did like that it was like a great recap of the highlights of the week from Bravo, but it just feels like such a competitor to Andy's show. And is it always going to be the same four guys?
I don't know, but I
have a lot of questions. And was it filmed in LA or New York? I don't know why I need to know that.
It's weird because it seems like it's New York, but I don't think any of those people live in New York. So yeah. And Andy's company, Most Talkative Productions, produces it. So like,
right, Andy was on briefly.
Yeah, so he clearly has an investment in it. I don't know. Like, I would love for Rebecca Romijn, like Jerry's wife, to be on there and to tell us, like, I don't think that we should be, I know I went on this rant last week. I just don't think we should be rewarding men for like finally watching Bravo. Like, it's okay. It's like, bitch, we've been watching Bravo for years.
Right.
Do you know how many seasons of OC I've sat through that have been horrible? I am a dedicated, loyal Bravo-ist.
Well, and then it also seems like in their promos, they promote like VPR and Shaw's, like they actually didn't promote Real Housewives in the promo, which I found interesting because I'm like, clearly that's what Bravo's known for.
Well, right. And I'm actually curious of the demographic that watches, because I don't think that a guy is going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to watch play by play. Like, I think their demographic is still the usual Bravo demographic of women and gay men.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm going to go controversial here. But I feel like they put Michael Yo and Dave Holmes on that cast so that we could not say straight white male privilege.
I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. However, Courtney, if they invited us on the play-by-play, would you show up?
But that's the different concept that I'm talking about.
But I don't think, like, it's like his wife was on the show. Well, I don't think we know yet where the show's going.
Sure, but so, I think the fact that it was called Real Men Watch Bravo before they changed it to play-by-play is showing you where they want the show. They wanted the show to go.
Okay, but will you go on the show if they ask us?
Listen, am I a fame whore and have I wanted to sell out from day one? Yes.
Okay, I'll say, Courtney, I have something to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They asked us to be on Play by Play.
I'm like, yeah, Mary, we share the email account.
That's a dream.
Actually,
getting close.
But I think Bravo, listen to me. Take the celebrity angle of it and make it that.
Yeah, I agree. But maybe that's where it's heading. Maybe it's not going to be the same three guys every week.
Maybe not. But the fact is they taped the episode like weeks ago. What
they'll totally have the house husbands on.
No, they're not celebs enough.
No, I think they will. It'll be like PK will make an appearance.
What? Mauricio. And he's like, and he, PK's probably like, you need to pay me $1 million to go on this because I have gambling debts to pay off.
Right.
No, I don't, I'm curious to see what will happen. I actually don't think that they'll have, I don't think that they'll have house husbands like that because then I think that becomes too close to Andy's show.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of Andy's show is that these, there are people who are fans, but then there's people who aren't fans that are just promoting some sort of project and they're going on this show to like drink and to captivate a different audience that's probably maybe not watching Jimmy Fallon or, you know, James Corden or whatever it is.
Right. Wait, I loved that the milkman was the bartender on Watch What Happens Live last week. I thought that was brilliant.
With Chrissy and Kelly Dodd.
And it's Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, I saw that, but she even calls herself Teigen.
Well, she was like, I've accepted it's Teigen. Like, that's my show name.
Yeah, like, I would love to see 30 minutes of her.
Yeah.
But on the show, the big controversial statement was that Andy called Carol. We're talking about... What was weird on Play by Play 2 is, like, they were talking about the New York reunion, which was, like, a month ago. Like, we've moved on. Which is why that episode, I was like, that episode has been taped so long ago. But Andy called Carol Trumpian.
I know.
That is, like, I thought that was so insulting because you know he said that just to piss Carol off.
Right. But I love that Jerry was like, hey, you know what? Everyone thought you were Team Bethany.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he wasn't afraid. But it was like he wasn't afraid, but then he kept calling him Mr. Cohen. So I was like, where are we going with this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's just, like, mean to Carol. Like, I know a lot of people are still Team Bethany versus Team Carol. And again, I'm Team No One.
Wait, and apparently Carol and Tinsley are not talking anymore. And Tinsley was over at Bethany's house playing with Biggie and Smalls this week.
I saw that. So
falling out.
Yeah, well, don't tell him that she's not your best friend when she clearly is. It's so mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Wait, and other New York news. Oh, yeah. Lou had this weird... In her actual feed of... Are talking about shoes, this like rant. I'm like, oh my God, what are you on right now? I think it was on Chardonnay.
I think she's on something a little harder than alcohol. It was very, first off, the whole reason that all these like weird posts are happening now too is because there's this whole thing called the Real Housewife Awards, which are bogus if you ask me, because they've nominated PK and Dorit for best couple. But Luann is nominated for most stylish.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, why she was doing this like shoe ad. Is that still up? I'll look right now.
Yeah, but I did laugh that she was wearing a hat and she's like, do you like my cabaret? But yeah, something, I feel bad because it's like she's clearly got some demons.
Well, I think it's interesting too, like everyone used to say that she was so good at holding her liquor and that she was never kind of the out of control one. And now it just seems like she's spiraling out.
But that's why I'm wondering if she's mixing it with something else.
Like I think that...
Like like cocaine. It's
still up, you guys.
Yeah, okay. If you guys go to her Instagram and it's still there, she's wearing like a white dress and literally like a newsboy cap that she calls her Cass Space Beret. And it's just like very strange. What I hope some of the
cannot believe that hasn't been taken down yet.
Her social media people are weird. They're probably like ex employees of Giovanni.
Chobani yogurt.
Okay, so I wanted to we posted on our Instagram, but I think we just need to say it again. And like Stephanie Hallman is amazing. Oh. The Hallmans are amazing, and I just feel like she's now literally. She's risen from top five to top two housewives of all time. Just of who she is I think she's an amazing person. But so if you're not in our Facebook group, The Jury Speaks, this was posted there and it kind of was making its rounds around the Bravo internet. So I just want to read it because I thought that it was just like really sweet.
Just a good little heartwarming story. Yeah. And then I told Courtney, I was like, we need to do more nice things. So we're working on that. I kind of want to be like how People is. You know how People, they show those like feel goods in the morning?
Mm. We'll think
about
it.
I'm going to try to be more like that.
Okay. Well, if you ever post on Instagram, you can.
Thanks.
Okay. Reason number 1,726,315. Why Stephanie Hallman is my favorite housewife. When I was watching Real Housewives of Dallas last week, she mentioned that her husband Travis had a degenerative bone disease as a child and spent several years in braces or a wheelchair. I just about spit my wine out when she said that, because earlier that day my good friend told me that her first grade son was just diagnosed with a hip disease and will have to spend the next 2 years using a wheelchair or a walker. I messaged Stephanie through Instagram and asked her if her husband had Perth's disease as a child. I explained the situation and she got back to me quickly saying yes, he had had it and now lives a healthy life. She also gave me his personal information and said I could reach out to him with questions. I did. On Saturday, I wrote him an email asking if he would be willing to share his story with our friends and their son, who are understandably very worried right now. Perth's disease is very rare, so they've had no contact with anyone who had been through it. And guys, Travis sent me back the nicest letter to give to them. He shared his story and gave some great encouraging words for them to read to their son. I'm overjoyed by it. Sometimes God places people's stories in your life at just the right moment, even if it's through Real Housewives.
It's like the sweetest story. And I didn't know that background on him. And it just made me love the Hulk some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my season one love for him is justified now. It's just nice. It's also nice to see a housewife use this platform. Like, she's, to my knowledge, doesn't have any business she's, like, trying to run minus their own. But, like, she's using her platform for, like, social good. And I like that.
Except we can't accept what that Bethany does that.
But Steph, I don't feel like...
There's such a difference, though, between them two.
Stephanie would never... I don't think Stephanie would, like... Stephanie responds to DMs. Like, I don't think Bethany would respond to DMs if it didn't have something to do with her.
I just...
You know, and I am very impressed by all the hard work that Bethany does. Like, it's impressive. Like, be strong, be real, be cool. Like, I'm happy that she does all of that. I just feel like it's there's ulterior motives of when she's like storying every single thing. It's like, just be there.
Oh, I also read an article this week that she's going to write a tell-all.
Bethany is?
Mm-hmm. Like another book. And it's going to be all about, like, her relationship with her father, then her relationship with Dennis. I don't think she can write about Jason Hoppy, though.
Well, then it's incomplete. Don't we know everything about her father? He didn't love her. Racetrack.
Yeah. Story's been told.
Like, I mean, I'm curious about Dennis, but I don't... Is it... It's, like, too soon to write a tell-all about him, isn't it? I don't know. Actually, I'm not even going to get into that because people grieve differently. It's just something just always seems off with what Bethany does.
Yeah. Okay. So in other news.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So the Jersey trailer came out and there was no sign of Danielle.
Who did she piss off of the producers? Because she got married. She got divorced. Her husband got in a fight with Marge's husband and we get none of it.
It will be interesting to see because apparently at the finale party, her husband and Marge's husband like get in a physical altercation. And I'm curious if they'll film like show that at all. And apparently like nobody wanted to film with Danielle.
Well,
she's not even in the trailer. And Dolores didn't have one line in the trailer.
Well, Dolores is just a sad sack. Like, I don't even know why she's on the cast. I don't even know why Jersey exists. Like
But we're going to watch it. And
of course,
what do you think about this Danielle thing?
About her not being a part of it?
I mean, I wonder, is she going to get any airtime?
I think she'll be like, I feel like they'll like do a scene and they'll just put half of her face in it. Like we know she's there, but she's like not a part of anything. Like they're just going to like, it's crazy to me. But here's my thing though. Jersey's got to go. Gina, who's not from New Jersey, she's from Long Island. I'm so sorry, you guys. I make one mistake, and the amount of DMs I get about that mistake, I'm sorry.
People were, and I actually, I when you said it, I was like, well, that's wrong. But I don't know. I just didn't have enough time to correct it.
Because I talk a lot and I talk over you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said it. And I don't want Gina on Real Housewives of New Jersey because I need her to stay in Orange County now because this week she killed it for me. So
I have a lot to say about that.
I know. And I know we'll get there. I'm just saying, okay. I want New York canceled. Obviously, give Teresa her spinoff. No,
New Jersey. New Jersey.
What did I just say?
You said New York.
Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. New York to be canceled. Teresa has a spinoff. Marge. I love Marge. But it's okay if she's not on my screen. Dolores, I don't care. Danielle, she can go back to being a prostitution whore.
I mean, she's gone. They literally cut her.
Yeah.
Clip.
So that's just my take on it. I also just don't think that the trailer, it's like, oh, cool. Teresa and Melissa are fighting again. It's like, move on. Tired storyline. Mm-hmm. But did you like it?
I mean, yeah, I'll watch.
I mean, will we suffer for you guys? Yeah, we will. And we love torture.
I like Teresa and I like the dynamic and seeing the evolution and.
Sure, but that's why she'd get her own spinoff though.
Right.
Okay. So the rumors are going around about Erica Jane and Tom Girardi again, that he has a girlfriend, and it's been seen, you know, somebody was there, and so that makes it the truth that there was a somebody there.
Apparently they've been dating for like 3 years.
But do we believe it?
I kind of do.
I do. I think I do too now. And I think they just have like a situation like worked out.
Like, why would he divorce her?
Right. She would get.
I mean, they're like living two separate lives.
I think she would get way more money if she divorced him because they don't have a prenup.
Right.
Also, guys, as a reminder. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please come with me on Sunday, October 7th to the Pretty Messes show in San Francisco. I think it's called City Lights.
If you're
got my tickets.
You did?
And yeah, amazing. I got the tickets.
Amazing.
And come with me.
You'll make an event in the Facebook group for more people to RSVP to.
Right. And I'll have a bar to go to before and we can all meet up and go together.
Oh, that'll be so fun. And it'll be
expensive to me. Mm-hmm. And also, guys, I thought this was interesting. We saw Tamara's house that she bought, and guess what? It is in Coto de Casa.
She's behind the gates.
That's their first time actually behind the gates. Like how far do you think she is from Vicky?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't really know how big Coto de Casa is. I can't imagine it's too big. So. They have to be.
She's
going to
be scooting down on her scooter.
Shannon's going to be moving in soon.
I just thought it was kind of exciting that she's actually behind the gates. It's a $2 million house. It looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, I love the pool. The house actually looks like a very southern house.
I could see that.
Like from the aerial view from the backyard, it looked like it was like something you'd find in Georgia. Maybe just because when my dad lived in Georgia, the house looked like that.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Okay. So here's something. This is a controversial thing. And I just like, I'm worried. So Kim Zolciak Bierman posted a photo of her 4 or 5 year old daughter, Kaya, and like the twins posted. And she photoshopped them. She gave her daughter a bigger butt and a smaller nose.
It's pretty bad. So how is she defending herself? Because her nose should be like Pinocchio's because she's such a liar. Like, what's her cover up right now?
Something
she said. She's never had plastic surgery.
Well, she said that it's not. She didn't do that. That she just adjusted the picture to be lighter.
And it made your ass bigger and your nose smaller. Cool.
Yeah, I'm like, lighter as in you adjusted it so her weight would be lighter? Like, what?
Can everyone do that in every photo of me?
But I know. I mean, Facetune is the best $2.99 I've ever spent.
Mm-hmm, I don't have it.
But you could just send it to me. I'll do it for you.
It's also funny, though, that, like, Khloe Kardashian Facetunes Truth. And I do kind of find it weird.
I didn't think that she had face-tuned her. I thought she just put a filter on the picture.
Oh.
That's what, I mean, everybody was saying like, oh, it's Facetune, but it looked like it was just like a filter.
Oh, I wasn't getting that.
Oh, either way, it's weird.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not give body dysmorphia to young children because they are cute as they are in general. Like, it's okay.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
No, and not everyone isn't as cute as Jagger, though.
Jagger, not even Fifi Nava. Fifi Nava is not as cute as Jagger. No, Fifi, no ice cream for you. Jagger.
Oh, no ice cream for lunch.
Oh, no. We're going to hell. But that'll be fun because it'll be a party down there.
Yeah, there.
Okay, moving on. Also, I just want to give a quick shout out again. This is not an ad. But Lulu Simon Studio, thank you so much for our new gear.
Yes, the sweatshirts. I got this adorable pink crew neck. So comfy, cozy. I'm actually wearing it right now.
Yes, I'm going to be wearing mine to the Rams-Vikings game tomorrow because I am team no one for that. And mine says food vibes only.
Oh, Jared Goff, he went to my high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell him you said hello.
Okay, he's from Novato.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a local boy. Yep. Just like me.
Yep. Are you a local boy?
When I make
boy?
It big, I'll be like, oh, when we're at like all the celeb stuff, I'll be like, oh, Jared. Yeah, I'm from Novato too.
You just
started from Novato, now I'm here.
And I'm 10 years older. It's fine.
We probably had the same people in high school, though. What kind? Teachers. Oh. The people.
Oh, I was like, a lot of people got held back. Huh?
The people. The teachers.
Okay. And that's what you are, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. The people.
You're the people. Okay, great. Okay, but I would like to, before we dive into Orange County, before we dive into Dallas, I would like to have us talk about our sponsor for the week.
Yes, Teamy Blends. You guys, you need to buy this shit. It's the best.
It's so good. We're talking about the detox mask. You guys, it is so amazing. I put it on. I'm loving just... Like, I just love it.
I sent myself a picture in my bath this weekend to Courtney before I left. I lost my phone on Saturday with me in a shower cap and my Teamy Blends all over my face. Mm-hmm. And I came home and did that for Saturday morning and I felt great.
And I have
my
to
skin
tell
is glowing.
I have to tell you, she was wearing a cute pink lipstick with it. It was like very complimentary in color.
I'll post the story of that. It's on my other phone, the one that I lost.
But it's so cute. But it's honestly, it's really great. Like you know, when you put like a face mask on, I really like a face mask that like I put it on and it hardens, but it's also like sucking in my face a little bit, so like I feel like, again, you know, it's pulling out all the crap, all the little whiteheads, blackheads that I have going on. I sound like a troll, but I swear I'm not.
And it gives you the tingles, like the good tingles, you know, so you know it's working.
Yeah, exactly. I am just loving it.
And it smells great. It has like lemongrass and matcha, and it's a clay base. And seriously, buy this stuff, you guys. Teamy Blends mask.
Yes.
You can go to their website. Courtney, what is it?
It's www.teamyblends.com. So that's TEAMI Blends, BLENDS.com. And you can use the discount code of Judgy, Mary, spell it out.
JUDGEY.
And you'll get 15% off of any order. And honestly, I love this mask. It smells so amazing. The lemongrass is just delish. Sometimes those face masks you put on, you know they're going to do a good job, but they do not smell good. This is totally different.
You're refreshed afterwards. I've actually gotten compliments on my skin lately.
Have you really? That's amazing.
For reals. That's so amazing. It's working.
So just put the mask on, you put a pink lip on, and you take a bath after.
That was my Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. It sounds lovely.
Yeah, thanks.
So again, it's 15% off any order using the code Judgy on teamyblends.com.
Okay, here we go. We're going to Orange County. I wish we were at the Quiet Woman.
It's not my fucking plate.
A lot to unpack this episode.
A lot to unpack, and then also nothing to unpack, you know?
No, I think we got a lot of little tidbits. Like, Steve dumped Vicky and moved in with his mom.
Yeah, okay. So basically, it sounds like what happened was after the last season, which then also makes me think, like, is Vicky paying these guys to stay around her? After last season, it sounds like Steve broke up with Vicky, like maybe his contract was up. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And he ended up leaving Vicky.
And having to move in with his mommy.
Mm-hmm. No, with his mom, not mommy.
But I mean, that makes sense that he had to move in with his mom. Like, it would make sense if you moved in with your girlfriend to rent out your house.
Right. But Kelly Dodd, first off, it's Kelly Dodd's birthday. It's also MKEPI's birthday today.
So many birthdays.
So many Libras. But I did think that Kelly had a point when she was like, what's Vicky doing? Like, she keeps moving all these men into her house.
The revolving door of men.
Mm-hmm. And
well, really, it was just Dawn, Brooks, and Steve.
True.
And Dawn, they were married to for 14 years. And I just get so nostalgic over Dawn.
I really miss Dawn. I feel like they would still be together if that she never joined Real Housewives of Orange County.
I completely agree with that.
I mean, / they did the vow renewal, and we know the vow renewal is the kiss of death.
Kiss of death.
Mm-hmm. So,
Shannon Bedore.
Yep, so there's a few couples. I mean, go ahead, PK and Dury, renew your vows. What?
That would be a good one. I could totally see them doing that.
Right? Like, I'm waiting.
And you know who would renew the vows?
Boy George.
Yeah.
He's like, karma. He just sings like Karma Chameleon for them as their vows. And she's like, you give me fever. PK, you give me fever. PK, Jagger, mummy needs the spotlight, Jagger. Did we give him their storyline for next season after the gambling one? We did.
And PK's like, I'm 007. PK 007. And
I don't know where I'm going. I was like, where are you going, Mary? Where are you going? I want to come on this ride with you, but where are we going?
The mission aborted.
Okay. What's it? You wanted it to be like, I'm Kemsley. PK Kemsley. Like that?
Yes.
Okay. We're there. Okay. So back to Orange County.
Okay. So the revolving door of men but it's also like Kelly, she clearly did that all off camera. The news didn't even pick that up and you're outing her.
I mean, yeah, I know. Kelly's
it's
dirty.
It's kind of like, it kind of bothered this. Sorry. This is just making me think of this. Like Leanne and Carrie had that $200 conversation off camera.
Right. And it's the whole thing of like, and Kelly was even saying like, oh, I was consoling Vicky when it happened. So like Vicky was clearly leaning on Kelly as a friend. And then Kelly's like, you crossed me once. I got a platform to tell everyone. You dork.
Yeah.
You twerp.
The worst.
You fucking pussy.
The worst.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Gina and Kelly, you know, this wagon.
Gina and Emily.
Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Gina and Emily, the kind of the young moms going on this strawberry picking, and they're picking on Shannon on the farm.
Listen,
what did you think about that scene?
Well,
there was actually a lot of scenes that nothing really happened.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much to unpack, but not at all. Like, I actually, like I said earlier, I really liked Gina this past week. Mm-hmm. Like, this episode, I really enjoyed her. And I think she's just like picking on, I think she's not picking on Shannon, but Shannon does this thing that Vicky used to do too. And now Vicky doesn't really do it anymore because she's not as threatened. But remember, like every time a new housewife would come around, they would get this like jealous and they'd be so rude to them.
Yeah, no, Yeah, there's definitely hierarchy.
Yeah, but now, like, Vicky, minus this week, like, to Gina in general, I think because Gina reminded her of Brianna a lot, that, like, she actually, like, kind of took her under her wing in the beginning. And Shanna's the one that seemed to, like, have an issue with her right off the bat.
Right.
And even, like, when they were, like, that, I'll just...
But Shanna never likes new...
That's what I'm saying, though. In general, Shannon has this insecurity about it. And so it's, like, I think Gina's kind of just more along the lines, like, what the hell, Shannon?
Wait, remember when Lydia's mom met Shannon and she was eating... So that was, like, the episode. She's like, I'm just going to eat a nacho. And then it... And then...
Judy said, Lydia's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
She said,
what'd she say?
She said something like, you're a lost soul or something.
Right. Like, you lost your sparkle.
Yeah. Something like that. Like, she needed fairy dust. Yeah. But, and then you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another, like, weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He, like, talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was, like, so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
You know, Shannon's like, everybody loves me, even the nachos.
I'm done. Fucking done.
She's always done. And I
forgot about that whole like, remember when David's mom showed up at the band thing with the girls?
Oh my god, Lock Ladies of Rock.
I like got a flashback of that somewhere this week, and I was like, this was so, that scene was so amazing.
It was so ridiculous though, because it was at this bar called Blue Beat that, like, whenever I go back home and go out with my friends, I feel like we always end up at that bar. So it's just like very strange that they were performing there.
So funny.
Get the Cactus Cooler shot if you go there.
I want to go to the OC for Christmas. Okay. I got a lot of time off.
Okay, I'll make sure not to be. What days are you available? Okay, so.
Why are you the only person that doesn't want to hang out with me?
No, I mean, I love hanging out with you, but like when you're here, it's not you, it's Summer Mary. Or like Vacation Mary, whatever time. Like Summer Mary happens to be year round.
No, she's done.
That is false.
After this weekend, the lock's on.
Until next weekend?
No.
The weekend after? No. Yeah, Erica Jane night.
Yeah, that weekend's going to be a big weekend, actually. I got Blue Angels. I'm on this boat. Oh, man. Okay.
Get ready. Hold on to your phone. Okay. So what do you think about the Gina Shannon situation?
You know, I'm kind of team Gina on this one. I just loved when her kid was trying to pee on the strawberry. She's like, do you want to eat your pee?
Yeah. Okay. So let's just talk. I guess let's talk Gina, because this whole episode kind of centered around the fact that she's getting a divorce, yet they're best friends. They still have sex and they're very attracted to each other. So why are they getting divorced?
It feels to me that we're hearing 40% of the story.
Okay.
And it also feels to me that he does not live with them. So I feel like she doesn't really have a need for him. Kind of a grass is always greener scenario. She's like, nothing's wrong, but nothing's great. Like, I'm doing this on my own. So maybe I should just not do this. I mean, I'm already doing it on my own. Like, how is it even going to change for her? Because maybe she would see him on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a lot to lose. And she feels like she has more that she could gain and meet someone else.
Yeah. So she made an interesting point, and I think it's totally true. And it's kind of the same thing of like Vicky being married to Don, then getting this fame of the OC and like life's change. Like they lived in Long Island, New York. Mm-hmm. They lived there. Sorry, I almost said New Jersey, so I caught myself. I'm very sorry, guys. I wanted to admit it to you. But and that was all everybody was doing. Like she said, like all of her friends got married. Everybody got married young. Like we all had kids, and they moved out there. And it's LA and Orange County, it's like a completely different lifestyle. So then he was living in LA. And so like, it's just different. And they kind of like, I think that in the intimate part of things of like that relationship is that they grew apart in that. They're still like best friends because they've been in each other's lives for so long, but they've moved on. There's been a few theories.
Mm-hmm.
One, he's having an affair. Okay, that's two, but okay. It's both, right? One, either like they're both having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're really, or maybe I could also see them being like, let's have an open relationship. Like, I could see that. Or two, one of them are gay.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it actually sounds like Gina already has somebody else.
So I don't think that. I think it's like, just like, they don't, it almost seems, she seems very young in a sense that it seems like there's a little bit of giving up, but we're not seeing.
Right.
Their marriage. So to on camera, this it seems like they're giving up a little bit fast.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty like nonchalant. And but also it's gonna be an easy divorce because they don't have money. They have like barely any assets. So she's like barely gonna they're selling the house.
Yeah, and I think you made a good point earlier too. Like, and I forgot what it was because my mind just went blank.
Well, the whole thing is like, she's like, we're not about the money. There'll never be an issue of money. And there won't be because they don't have any.
But she works at home or she doesn't work. So they have,
no, she
have
doesn't work.
So they must have enough money. Oh, I think the point I was
going to. Their house is like $1 million. Okay. I mean, sorry, in California, that's like every house is $1 million.
Okay. I would love to live in a $500,000 house. But whatever, besides the point. I think maybe she's also said to him, like, hey, if this is, like, how our lives are going to be, like, I love you. But, like, I'm doing all this work. Like you had said, like, this is my life, is I'm with the kids all the time. Like, why can't I just have a chance? If that's where if you're staying in L.A., that's fine. Like, I'm happy, like, make money, whatever. But why can't I have the opportunity then to maybe find somebody else?
Right.
And I think, I hope that it stays amicable. It kind of made me mad when the ladies were all, like, going off on her, being like, oh, I thought that was how it was going to be, too. It's like, oh, did you, Shannon, when your husband was cheating on you? Did you think that? Oh, did you, Tamara, when you were, like, yelling at Simon and you want a divorce in the limo party? Oh, did you, Vicky, when you had affairs on Dawn?
Yeah, I mean, every relationship is so different. I mean, we haven't actually seen the relationship.
And we won't.
And then the best part of it is that she literally leaves the table and calls Matt for a pep talk.
And I thought,
so it's like, you really are best friends.
Yeah, and I thought that...
There's another theory here.
Oh, yeah.
Does Gina want the divorce or does Matt? Like, there part of me, when I saw her calling him, I was like... You know, if you're in a scenario like that, you're calling your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Her number one dial is Matt. So I felt like that was really telling.
As in, he wants the divorce and she doesn't?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that it was a mutual thing. I think that maybe they had been thinking about it. Maybe she said she was lonely and they finally just said, like, maybe the answer is divorce. And I think that, now, granted... Vicky says, like, next week, like, oh, the sanctity of marriage or whatever. And yes, she's going on to her third, she's been divorced twice and all that stuff. But I do think that she does have somewhat of a point that people our age and younger, because again, I'm old, everybody's told me, and one person, I mean. But I think that the sanctity of marriage has been cheapened as time goes on, that people, like, especially like with like celebrities too, is like people get married and they're like, I'm over it, let's get divorced. Like, it's not, it doesn't hold as true because people are career first these days, that the sanctity of marriage for some people doesn't ring as true because it's easy, it's just as easy to get divorced.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is like pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sad, but I also think like if that's actually what's going to keep them co-parenting better. Mm-hmm. And like be doing it for the kids, like, then great.
I mean, she's already a single mom.
Yeah, and so I think she should have the opportunity to find somebody who wants to be in her life. Like, it really like upset me.
It does seem like, it almost seems like they need a break, not a break up. It's like, why don't you separate for a little bit and see what it's like? I think she also,
but they already are separated. He lives in LA. She's never seen his place.
Right. I think, though, in the back of her mind, she fantasizes an idea.
Maybe she wants to move back. Like, maybe that was something that she'd says. Like, can we move back?
No, she wants to meet a man that lives in Newport that's older that's going to take care of her.
But didn't it make you mad when Vicky said, like, no one wants you? You have three kids.
I know.
I was like, Vicky, no,
it's so different now. The whole, like, I feel like there, that used to be, like, such a, like, how are you as a woman going to meet someone because you have three kids? And, like, but that's just, like, so out the door now.
But it's also, like, fuck you. Yeah. Like, if I meet somebody who loves me, then they're going to love me and for my kids. Like, how dare you?
Right.
But it just made me mad. And then the whole thing, too, this whole dinner party, too, with, like, Domenico.
Okay. Vicky has banged Domenico.
You think so?
Tamara said it. She's like, she did it so smart. She did it in the confessional. She knows she's banged him. And she said it.
Like, but do you think this is, like, when, like, Vicky's gone out, like, tequila wasted and she's gone to his restaurant or something and, like, went home with him? Like, I can't imagine this was more than one night. Like, I think this was, like, an Andalays but in Newport.
Yeah.
Like, she got wild. Tamara was probably there.
A few times.
But, like, the whole thing, like, Vicky was like, okay, yeah, a check mark means you can't, and, like, a square or an X means you can flirt with them. And she's like, I'm going to put a question mark by mine. And I'm like, Vicky.
That's, like, her storyline this season of getting her love tank filled. And she loves male attention.
Well, and she's probably, like, trying to prove to Steve, too, since the breakup. Like, see, I'm desirable.
Right. And also, like, her hair looked great with the green top at her party. I loved her hair.
With the slight wave in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Yeah, I loved it. But and Gina. Okay, wait. And then did Gina say, too, do I need to apologize to you directly because Gina said she was Italian this episode?
I knew she was. I knew it.
I thought when she said it, I was like, oh, no, I hope nobody. Pissed. I hope nobody's listened to the podcast and is going to call me out. And then, like, three people did. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm very strong in my convictions. I'm really headstrong, and I don't like to be wrong, but I am. And when I am, I will admit it. So, well, Mary, also, I'm sorry.
I am a sociology major, and basically sociology is stereotyping people. So I just am like, Long Island, you're clearly Italian. Like, done. Italian, you're usually Catholic. Done. But then, then it came out that, you know, she doesn't believe in God.
And then
that was where, like, all hell broke loose in the OC.
And what?
I don't even
hell?
Believe in God. And then she takes it back, though. She's like, well, I believe in a higher power. And they're like, well, that's God. And she's like, but no, and not any particular God. And they're like, well, there's only one God.
Well, I know that you probably have a difference of opinion in this, being a Catholic school teacher and being Catholic and everything. But I just was like, I was shocked of what Vicky said with the moral compass and the fact that she's where she's at because she doesn't believe in God, when it's like, again,
that was low.
Well, but, like, also literally all of you might actually, wasn't Emily divorced and remarried too? Like, all of you have been divorced and you all believe in God. So, like, don't say that she's where she's at because your point is invalid.
Emily, did you notice how she spelled Emily? Emily.
I did.
On the paper with the question mark in the check. I was like, well, why? How did she spell the word name Emily wrong? But anyways, that's we need to figure out what Emily's religion is, if she has one at all.
She was very quiet in that talk. She was not going to give her opinion. So I tend to believe that she's probably.
Okay, we know Tamara goes to church. We know Kelly God is Catholic. Mm-hmm. We know Shannon, I think, is Protestant. Vicky is some type of Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Gina, that doesn't believe in God. I think she didn't mean to say that. I think she didn't mean to say, I don't believe in God.
No, I think she's agnostic. I'm sure she believes in higher power. But what she was saying, I think what she was saying was, like, I don't believe that, like, God is making these decisions for me, sort of deal.
Yeah.
And I just thought that they were all, like, getting on her for the wrong reason, and I felt really bad for her.
Yeah, I mean, they really didn't understand. They're like, he doesn't abuse you, there's no addiction, there's no adultery. Okay, then someone's having an affair. Yeah. They just jump to conclusions.
And it's like, I'm sorry that this has literally happened to all of you guys, but I also just think sometimes people fall out of love. And yes, I think that maybe they are giving up. But again, like, they're just pissed because they're like, we need to talk shit and we need to sell some tabloids and you're not giving us the full story so we can do it.
Right. We'll make up your story.
Yeah. So we're going to start spreading rumors that basically you guys are swingers and...
But it is so bizarre that she never has gone to LA on a weekend to see the place. Like, I mean, on Sunday, like, hey, let's go up to LA for the day, do some fun activity, and we can see Daddy's apartment and spend the night and then go home.
Maybe it's only a one bedroom apartment. There's no room. Maybe, I mean, I'm not making excuses for him, but I'm sure that he's given plenty of excuses and she's just accepted it. Or maybe he's coming home on the weekends, and so she's like, why do we want to go up there?
No, he is coming home on the weekends. But I would be – I'm such a psycho. I'd be like – I would put my kids in school for the day or, like, get daycare, and I would drive up to that apartment and check out the scene unannounced.
You do you.
I will do drive-bys when I have to.
The drive-bys, for sure. I would just drive up there, do a drive-by, and be like, oh, that's an interesting car. Okay. I'll remember that, and then I would just drive back down. I'm like a sly crazy.
Yeah.
You're like an up-in-your-face crazy. Like, you're breaking down that door, and you're like, who's in here? And me, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll figure out what all these cars
are. I've done some pop-ins in my life. Let's just say that.
What? Please, tell me
like
more.
Like a pop-in. Well, I've done pop-ins. And where you just pop up. Oh, hey.
Where were you popping? How did you know where somebody was?
At boys' houses.
You just showed up?
You didn't answer your phone? Oh, I'm here.
No.
Yeah, twice. I've done that twice.
And how did it go?
One really not good. Crying on the grass. You can't. I thought it was an episode of Seinfeld. They were like, you can't just pop in here. That was in college.
You're like, what's the deal?
I don't even think I was 21.
Oh, wait. This was at college? Oh, man. What fraternity, Mary? What fraternity?
Wasn't that a fraternity house?
Was it a satellite house of a fraternity?
Okay. Okay. They were like, you can't just pop up in here. And I was like, remember him calling me and like, I was crying my eyes out. And I was like, so horrified by my own action.
That you're like, I'm going to do this one more time in my life.
And another girl was there or anything. He's just like, no, you can't just like pop up here.
Like, you don't get to do that. You're like, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I got lost. My GPS took me. Well, okay.
The other time it worked. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we do the awkward sit down between Kelly and Shane. She comes with a succulent and the kids come, which I thought was kind of interesting. And then Emily's trying to leave.
Well, you know, okay. So I have to tell you what I liked about with the relationship of Shane and Emily. I like that Emily clearly has a good relationship with the mother of Shane's other kids.
Mm-hmm.
For the fact
because they are featured on the show.
Seriously, though, when I saw that, I was like, wow, that like speaks to her character that she has a very good relationship with, you know, that the other mom.
Wife.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, what am I trying to say? So, one, I just have to say that. Point for Emily. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, when Emily was like, so would you guys like care if I disappeared? And Kelly's like, I would care a lot.
Yeah.
Like, please don't. I'm literally doing this as a favor to you.
Right. And then so Kelly basically blames her appearance at that party as, you know, she's really sensitive to Steve and her going through her divorce with Michael. But wait, they also were trying to say this week about Kelly and Michael's divorce. Tamara and Vicky were talking about it. And what was their point that they wanted to make about the divorce? When they were at the wine place.
They were trying to say that, like, Kelly and Michael, it was a mutual thing, but Kelly keeps kind of blaming Michael or something. Okay. Tamara was trying to stay out of it, and Vicky was trying to throw her under the bus. And I was like, have we not learned? Like, don't go up against Kelly God. Just, like,
right.
She's going to get you dirty.
So basically, like, the whole thing was that it wasn't mutual.
Yeah, I guess so.
But we knew that.
Yeah, which is fine.
That but wasn't anything new, right?
No, but I also just felt like during this speech with Shane and everything, it's like Shane was still being so smug. And it's like, Shane, please redeem.
A fucking pistol.
Like, redeem yourself. Like, come on. And then all I think is, like, what are they thinking? Because I guess in your own mind, like, how self-aware are you actually, right? Like, because after that whole thing with Kelly, is he like, oh, wow, like, I came off great. Not this, but, like, at the party. Like, oh, wow, I came off great. Like, she is crazy. When in reality, like, everybody went against him.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this talk, does he still think he's so right at that party? Because, again, he hasn't seen the editing. He doesn't know what's happening. That he's, like, doubling down.
I mean, to me, they were both wrong. So... they were both out of line.
But did he even apologize?
What?
Did he apologize?
No.
Right.
And I mean, when he said, she's like, what are you doing later in the day? And he's like, probably talking about trash about you when you leave. I was like, oh. Because you know, there's so much truth to every single joke he says. Then that's why it's scummy.
Right. And she's like, oh, you know, that husband of mine, snarky.
Yeah.
Just like, Emily's cool. So, like, treat her well, Shane, okay?
We might even get Shane at the reunion. It might be one of those situations.
Oh, God. I hope not.
When Carrie came out at the Dallas reunion, you know? I mean, and Mark.
Oh, God, no. We can't. No. Who of the husbands would even come? I guess there's only Steve.
Remember they used to bring out the husbands all the time?
They brought him out in Potomac.
Oh, they brought up, I mean, they used to bring Mario, like all the Jersey ones, they bring them.
Yeah. And yeah, like Atlanta, they would bring them. My favorite is always when there's like only like two or three, though, because, you know,
they're all single.
Right. Right. So, but yeah, maybe I could give Shane a segment. Maybe they'll bring him out. The reunion this year is going to be interesting because, right, they haven't taped it yet, right?
No.
So right now, from like last week, assuming, is like Emily versus Shannon and Tamara, Kelly versus Vicky.
Gina also seems like she's really good. Like, she's going to get asked back because she's friends with Tamara and Kelly.
Yeah, I like their friendship. I do have to ask, during their hike on it looked like they were doing the 1,000 stairs in Laguna, the 1,000 steps. But what was Kelly wearing, like bright pink shoes with bows on them?
Kelly, her workout style, I don't like.
No. Everything else, though, I love.
Right.
Everything else she wears.
She got bangs this week, too, though. I didn't like those either.
Well, you know. Nobody ever likes their bangs right away, you know? You got to grow into it. But I think, you know, Gina and Kelly, I'm telling you, you got to get rid of the Trace Amigas. Get rid of them. Mm-hmm. New blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New blood. We have some potential coming up.
But I also,
Jamaica looks hilarious. And, like, how much hate are they going to get for wearing those hats?
I'm ready to watch, like, the dumpster fire.
There's just, like, I don't know. You just, like, can't be wearing, like, Rastafarian hats with braids. I feel like that's wrong.
No, but it does always make me think of the Friends episode, you know, where Monica gets her braids done.
I'm a Seinfeld person.
What?
Yeah, I don't watch Friends. I mean, I've seen Friends.
What?
Yeah, no.
Wait, this is, like, shocking to me. I would think that you would be somebody who would turn Netflix on and put Friends on.
No.
I'm, like, I don't even know who you are. You're that person. No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm more like, oh, This Is Us started last night again.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Give me This Is Us.
Am I the only one, like, I don't think that This Is Us is that great. Like, I don't need to cry every single week. It's literally the most depressing show. Like, how much bad shit can happen to one family?
It's really uplifting.
I've been told I can never have a crock pot.
No. You don't even watch.
No. But tonight I'm going to watch A Million Little Things. That's on ABC. That looks like a good one.
What's that one?
It's like six friends. One of them has killed himself, so it's uplifting. No, it's just, I think it's just the way of like how they're, you know, how they all react after. I think it kind of brings them all back together. And it stars James Rhodey, who was like the guy from Psych. Did you ever watch that on USA? And I really loved that show, and he's on it. And Ron Livingston, aka Burger from Sex and the City.
Okay.
He's on
it. Oh, yeah, I like him. I like him.
Yeah, so I'm going to give that a try.
Office Space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also, I watched Manifest, which is an NBC show, which is like the plane one where they come back 5 years later.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah. It. I thought it was promising, but I'm going to say if you guys are watching it, you could probably pass on it unless you're like a Lost fan, because I hear it's very similar to Lost.
I need like a good, well, Making a Murder.
Yes. Or what,
yep. That's coming back on October. 19th. But, you know, I need something like that. Like my ID specials. I like to crack cases.
I know you do. We'll find you something.
Sir Kathy, like I want something like that.
If
a real case.
If anybody has any recommendations for Mary. Again, I'm telling you, though, you got to listen to the Escaping Nixium podcast. It's crazy. Okay. That's a good solve for you of how crazy people are.
I would like to do that. Okay.
I would like to go to there. Let's move on to, speaking of go to there, let's go to Dallas.
Yeah, not much happened. Courtney and I just watched this together via FaceTime. The things we do for you people. I do want to, actually, Stephanie, I have an idea for you, and this could be for charity.
Ooh, okay.
You should do a spa day at your house. People can bid to go, the money goes to charity. I want to go in that hot tub. I want you to give me a robe. I want to be in a steam room, and I want to use your toilet.
Yes, her.
I don't even need those model guys. Like, that's not really for me.
I don't even need Cali Rue.
I definitely don't need the kangaroo. I actually got really grossed out by the kangaroo.
You were like grossed out by the kangaroo and like the relationship with the guy. And like Carrie was on our side with that when Carrie was like, it's the veneers. She was like really creeped out by him. And I was like, yeah. But I thought like Stephanie's just like fun. She's like, I just want to be like funny. I just want to do it, which I appreciate. But I love that idea of the charity thing, because I bet people would like, I talked about it before, how she had a Bravo the Bravo website, how she did like a 10-minute thing to take you on a tour of her house. And like that spa, her house must be one of the most expensive of everybody that's on the show.
It also got done so fast. Like last season they bought it and there was a pool in the middle of the living room, and now we're in a spa.
I think, I think that there was I think they did a lot to it, but I think that there was already the groundwork laid. Like, the pool is still there. It's just covered right now. So it's just like, so they could take, I mean, I think it's drained.
I thought they filled it in.
No, so it's not filled in. They just put something on top of it. So if they want the pool later, that they could remove it and they could still have it.
Oh, okay.
But her house is just amazing. She's just the best.
I agree. Okay, let's talk about Leanne modeling her own dresses. She has 175 dresses in one.
What is up with Leanne's makeup? Like, why are they not putting concealer on her neck? Get the foundation, bring it down. You cannot have six different colors happening.
Okay, you know when she has that confessional shot of her in the purple, like with the purple eyeshadow and the purple dress?
Yeah, the Grape Escape. Uh-huh.
Yes. I think she wore that dress on Watch What Happens Live this week.
Oh.
Because she came out when did you watch it?
Mm-mm.
She came out. Basically, they did this really creepy thing, actually. Chrissy Teigen had to guess what housewife was on the line. But they put, like, remember, like, when Scream was out and they would do the scary voice?
Yeah.
So it was like that. And Chrissy Teigen's asking them questions like, do you live in Beverly Hills? And they're like, no. Like, like this. And then like, but then basically the last one's Leanne. She ends up coming out and she was wearing that same dress. I don't know why I went on such a tangent about this.
It's why wouldn't she necessary. Wear one of her $200 dresses? I think the dress design, again, is really cool. Do I need a red sleeve on a black dress? No, I probably don't. But, again, we've talked about it. The dress idea is cool.
Yeah.
I also love the irony of there where Cam was there and she's like, Leanne and I are embarking on amazing new products. We're entrepreneurs. Like, she just was like, you know, you got to take a risk. And I'm like, again, you're doing pink sparkle dog food.
Right. And you're Westcott, so it's not really a risk.
Here's an issue. I think that Cam and Court are coming into some problems. I think Court married Cam to be a stay-at-home mom,
yeah,
to be a Westcott, to just look pretty and be whatever you want as long as you're at home and you're taking care of the kids and your dinner's prepared and you're there for events and you're there to look pretty and you're always my plus one.
Mm-hmm. Cam, you're my Barbie. Yeah. Be my trophy wife.
Exactly. Cam is like, oh, well, now I want to be an entrepreneur and I don't want to just be a mommy. And it's like, he didn't marry you for that. You better tread lightly. Not that I'm saying it's wrong or right. I'm just saying, like, right, when you guys
grass is always greener. I feel like it's like if you have the opportunity to stay at home, like, they don't want to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the opportunity to stay at home, you do anything to stay at home.
Oh my God, I would
or
love to.
Like Gina, she's like, I want to be single now, and then she'll be single and she won't like it. It's like, you know, right, people are just, you. I have curly hair, I want straight hair.
You always want what you can't have.
Yeah.
You can't always get what you want.
I hated that song when I was little. My dad would play it. I'd be like, turn that off, Dad!
I hate the Stones.
You can't.
I think they're gonna have some issues because I also think like Court's like doesn't take Cam seriously with pink. He's like, I literally gave you $100,000 to play around. How much longer are we doing this for?
Right.
Like, he sends her off to like Orlando, Florida, and she's like, Court, oh my, I was so busy, I couldn't even promote to actual promoters to sell our product because there were so many dogs at the booth. I couldn't even eat. He's like, okay, great. How much did you sell? She's like, Court. I couldn't even go to the bathroom. Court.
It's like her bees. Like, it's totally in the bees. Bathroom.
Yeah. It was like all these things where she's like, I just couldn't.
It's like, couldn't. Court, I flew commercial and I had to find my own bag after.
Yeah.
And Lala Kent flew commercial this week to Salt Lake City.
Okay, first off, that was such a bullshit story where she's like humbling as fuck. It's like, go fuck yourself, Lala. It's humbling as fuck.
Get on Southwest.
And how about you wouldn't actually even have to stand that line if you got global entry, which you clearly don't have. You don't have TSA pre-check, do you, bitch? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. So the main thing this, like, we also went
we go to
Brandyland. Yeah. We went to Brandyland. And I thought her clothes were actually cute. They're a lot cuter than, like, what she seems to advertise on, like, her, not the Brandyland page, but she'll, like, sometimes post on her regular Instagram things. And I'm like, I don't need to see, like, the wife, mom, boss shirt. I don't care about that shirt. But, like, I thought that the dresses that people were wearing tonight were cute.
I mean, that was basically, like, the J.Lo Versace dress that Cam walked home with.
Right? I was like, whoa, okay. We've got the Grammy dress from J.Lo. Amazing. Great.
Super cute.
I also then, like, was laughing, too, because I said to you, like, right before Stephanie brought it up, and I was like, I feel like Brandy is just making a big deal out of nothing because she needs to take a nap.
Like, poor Brandy. She's exhausted.
She's exhausted. But I guess we're kind of going too fast, too forward. So, like, the big fight at this was the fact that, you know, Cameron doesn't feel like Carrie takes her side on anything. There's a whole thing about finger pointing. You can't point up high, but you can point down low.
Right, right. Well, it's kind of just showing that Carrie is a fair weather friend. And we'll also play both sides, which I completely agree.
Carrie, when she's like, don't tell me anything because I'll tell that person. I'm like, that's called being a tattletale and you're being dramatic. Like, if a friend confides in you, you're supposed to, like, hold that unless you really think that the other person needs to know because it's, like, damaging to them.
She's just kind of like a follower. She's actually a chameleon. That's not the tone.
No, it's not at all. It's karma, 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 karma. Chameleon.
Oh, well, she's a chameleon and she like adapts to her
totally
she environment.
Just, she claims she doesn't want any drama though, but she's the one who keeps stirring up the drama.
And she's the one that brings raincoats for her purses.
Which is also like
Cameron did it last year.
So like Carrie, let's get some new material. I have to say, this episode I thought Carrie actually looked better than she has previously.
Less makeup.
I thought she looked really nice at Brandyland.
Mm-hmm.
She literally contributes nothing except for being the messenger. And then the whole thing with the stress testicles, and I was like, is this seriously a fight? She had stress ball testicles, and Brandy didn't end up giving them to Cam. And then Carrie said she convinced Brandy not to give it to Cam. And I'm like, why is this a fight?
Yeah, there was nothing really happened in this episode. And I was kind of like, are we really getting mad about stressicles?
Well, and that's why I was like, I think Brandy just needs a nap. But I agreed with her in a sense, because they talked about it at the spa day that, you know, they keep saying Brandy is a bad influence. And what I want to say is, like, are you all older than 18? Like, do you, how can you not make a decision? Like, people are not bad influences at 35 and older. People are not bad influences in my life now. Like, I know who would be a bad influence, and I can stay away from them. Like, when they keep, like,
putting... That's why you don't want to hang out with me, okay?
Yeah. Yes, I only want to call you. I don't want to hang out with you physically. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, when they keep saying, like, oh, well, she's, like, a bad influence. It's like, well, then Deanna...
But I feel like what they're saying is, like, a bad influence on her image. Not, like, an actual bad influence. It's like, you're destroying your image by hanging out with these women. Like, you're a Westcott. Like, hold yourself to a higher standard. Deandra, same with you. Like, if you're hanging out with these low-class people, that's going to make you look low-class.
Sure.
And it's like, Deandra, you and your $200 are going down.
Well, so I think this is what the difference is, too. It's like, I think Cam cares more about that because she married into it, whereas Deandra's born into it.
Right.
So there's a little bit of a difference where Cam is always kind of on eggshells. But I also think it's like, if you just, like, let Brandy do whatever she wanted to do, like, if when she brought sexual chocolate to Mexico and you just accepted it, she wouldn't push you as hard as she does.
Right. She loves to get under your skin.
Yeah. And if you just let her knock it under your skin, she would move on.
Right.
And now I think that the whole thing with, we also had like a Deandra and Leanne thing where Leanne told that Deandra she needs to throw her a bridal shower and that no gifts can be under $500.
Right.
And Deandra said, well, I guess I can't go because I can't afford that.
Right.
And I was like, so, is this whole thing contrived, though? Or, like, why are they going after each other?
The thing that bothers me about this is that Leanne said this $200 comment off camera. And Carrie brings it up on camera and stirs this pot. And I kind of feel bad for Leanne in this part, because she shouldn't have told Carrie that, but she clearly said that off camera in confidence.
Right.
But Carrie wants to just be the messenger of the season and stir the pot, but she's staying out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I guess also what I didn't like is that Leanne told Cam, like, oh, you know, Carrie and I were getting closer, so I wanted to give her this piece of information. Like, she was using somebody to get closer to Carrie, which I didn't like. Like, no, you didn't.
Leanne's the most calculated person ever. Please go back and listen to Danny Pellegrino's interview with her, guys. It's probably from last Christmas. And
it was after season one.
She says that she watches all the housewives. It's like she's studying them. And I mean,
she knows what makes good TV.
She knows what makes good TV, but she also knows how to manipulate. Yeah. So she's Bobby Fischer. She's the LVP.
Like, yeah,
there's a lot of strategy behind her game.
I didn't like her this episode.
And she has crocodile tears. Like, she'd rather hurt herself than Deandra. Like, that's so dramatic.
Yeah. And well, and then she was like talking shit on Brandyland. And it's like, could you have just...
one dress? One dress.
Like, and she's, you know, a
beautiful collection of line.
Well, not only that, but I'm sure that Brandy would actually be supportive of that, because I think that Leanne does have actually a really nice dress. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, it's two different genres, but like Leanne just was like being like petty. And I'm just, Brandy seems to be going through a lot right now, and she's very tired, and she has this new baby, and it's like, why don't you just give her a break? Because I feel like the audience is actually sympathizing with Brandy, so like anybody going against her is going to get it.
I mean, I'm the one that decided not to give her the stress tickles. It was my own mind not to give her those balls.
Like, and then Stephanie was like, I think you're tired. I was like, literally, I'm like, she, like, bitch just needs to sleep. Like, she needs, like, uninterrupted sleep. She needs to go up to the cabin that Stephanie and her share. And she just needs. So.
But then she also took it to, like, another level. Like, she's like, well, I just felt like you were trying to make me look bad.
Which she like, probably was,
like,
though.
No, like, literally, no, this is what happened. Carrie's like, fuck, I'm in this situation with Cam. I don't want to be in this situation.
Yes,
I don't
want
to talk to her. She's badgering. I'm going to, you know, let her know. And she did. She did lead. I think she did lead Brandy that decision. She said, I don't think it's a good idea for you to give her those balls. Yeah, that was Brandy's own choice not to do that. This is literally, I feel so dumb talking about this.
I know. It's just they're all using each other to, like, get closer to somebody else.
And yeah, just, and but also Carrie's, like, so – Carrie, like, has decided to not fight this season. And she is just going to apologize. And she's like, I will even apologize even if it's about fake balls.
Yeah, but also it's like, Carrie, this, do you not want to be on the show anymore then?
She needs to have a good season, though.
Oh, I see. So you're saying she doesn't want to fight, but she still is going to be a presence there. Like, she'll still back people up.
Yeah. Okay. These women are all very manipulative.
I mean, it's just a lot. Okay, so you brought up something. Mm-hmm. That was slightly controversial, and I wanted you to open it up to everybody listening about what happens at the lake house. Or what might happen at the lake house.
Okay, so Courtney and I were watching this together, and I mean, the bond between Stephanie and Brandy, I feel like, is just so strong and deep. And then it got me thinking.
How strong, how deep?
Literally.
I know.
Do you think they've ever had a threesome?
Or, like, swingers?
Are there swingers?
Now, I've said no to the swinging because I don't think – because Brandy
be into it?
Well, I just think that Brandy has said she's only slept with one person, and I don't think she would, like, lie about that. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when she's drinking, right? Because usually, like, you say, like, the truth when you've been very – when you're, like, very drunk. I wouldn't be surprised if there's been, like –
a makeout session. Maybe they've all woken up in a bed together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's been, like, a little bit of weirdo. Like maybe they had, like, underwear parties.
Okay.
Like a dance party in their underwear, you know?
Oh, pillow fight.
Yeah. So, like...
maybe, like, the two girls pillow fighted and Travis and whatever his name is watched.
Sure. We're getting into weird territory now, so I'm just going to stop it there. But... I'm curious.
On that note, guys, let us know what you think and write us 5-star reviews only. Join the Jury Speaks and continue to be Megan King Edmund PIs and buy your Teamy Blends face mask. I swear by it.
Yes. And if you're in the SF Bay Area on Sunday, October 7th, join Mary at Erica Jane's show.
Yes. I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is... a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.